The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh my goodness, this story. Christianity today has just gone off the rails. And not because of the Trump thing, you know, The senior editor that just retired wrote this editorial that he wanted Trump removed from office and caused all kinds of controversy. And it's not just that. So many of their articles are just leaning to the left, weird, bizarre. And this is one of the most bizarre I have read in a long time. Headline: what if we don't have to choose between evolution and Adam and Eve? Subtitle: how insights from genealogy can help change the terms of a contentious debate. Interview by Rebecca Randall. She begins the interview with an introduction. Ever since Charles Darwin proposed his theory of evolution, Christians have struggled to locate Adam and Eve within the evolutionary past. All right, let me stop there. No, we haven't. No, they haven't. We haven't struggled to locate Adam and Eve within the evolutionary past. I've never accepted the evolutionary model, so I've never tried to find, well, where is Adam and Eve in the evolutionary? Okay. I say this all the time on this program. It's all about authority. Who or what is your ultimate authority? For me, God, His Word. Okay, that's it. For me, my ultimate authority is God and His Word. And again, I've said this many times. Remember the old bumper stickers? God said it, I believe it, and that makes it so. No. It's so whether I believe it or not. It's just God said it. That's it. So, when Charles Darwin came out with his theory of evolution and it didn't fit into the truth of Scripture, I rejected it. It doesn't fit with the Bible. So it doesn't fit with the Bible. If the Bible is true, every word of it, and evolution says something in many ways opposite, I accept what God says. I reject the evolution. But, Bob, what about science? I'm glad you asked. Science is continually evolving. And there is an enormous amount of debate and questions within the scientific community about Darwin's theory. It's like cosmology, the Big Bang. For years, many years, if you were educated and intelligent, you believed in the Big Bang. Well, the Big Bang has now really fallen out of popularity, and there are a whole lot of cosmologists and scientists that say, you know what, that Big Bang thing doesn't make any sense anymore. So when you say, well, what about science? Please understand, on issues like this, science is constantly changing. So she begins, ever since Charles Darwin proposed his theory of evolution, Christians have struggled to locate Adam and Eve within an evolutionary past. That would mean then that I take Charles Darwin at his word. That's the authority. And I got to go, how can I shoehorn the Bible into that? ooh, I gotta find some way to fit the Bible and creation and Adam and Eve into what Darwin said. No, that's backwards. Anyway, she goes on. She says, Dr. Joshua Swamidas, a computational biologist at Washington University in St. Louis, wants to change the terms of this contentious debate. In his book, The Genealogical Adam and Eve, The Surprising Science of Universal Ancestry, Swamidas affirms both evolution and the traditional reading of the Genesis creation. I thought, well, that's interesting. How can you do that? Because up till now, it's been one or the other. Either you believe in the Genesis account of creation, God created man out of the dust of the earth, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Or you believed in evolution, but you couldn't believe both. Now, the theistic evolutionists, the liberals in the theological world, say, well, we believe in theistic evolution. That thing about Adam and Eve in the garden, that's all symbolism. We shouldn't take it literally. We don't take that as history. That's symbolism. God was giving us symbols of how everything began, because back when the Bible was written, nobody understood evolution, and so God had to give them something to believe in, so he gave them a bunch of symbols. But now we're smarter, now we have science, now we know that we evolved, we were not actually created, and well, we were kind of created because God put in motion the primordial soup from which the single-cell creature came about, and then it divided, and the evolution began, and God started the process, but okay. So that was the explanation. But you couldn't actually believe in a literal Genesis account and evolution until this guy. He said, yeah, I believe in both. I thought, really? How do you do that? He says, I was raised a young earth creationist, and I moved to understanding evolutionary science and seeing legitimacy to it. Now I use artificial intelligence to explore science at the intersection of biology, chemistry, and medicine. As a computational biologist, one of the things I care about is understanding what we're learning from the human genome influences the human genome influences our understanding of human origins. Questions of ancestry and origins are one of the areas of focus for me, and so on and so on and so on. So I thought, where is he going with this? You ready for this? Now, this is a respected scientist. Says he's a Christian. I'm not going to doubt whether he is or not. I don't know. But he says, yeah, I think I believe the Bible, but I believe evolution too. How can I make them fit together? Good news, you don't have to. But he thinks you do. Because he... And I'm reading between the lines, okay? He wants to be respected in the scientific community, and to believe in creation, he'll be an outcast. He'll be embarrassed. So he is trying to merge the two. And here's what he says. You ready for this? Listen carefully. And I quote, if we keep straight what the science is actually saying, the story of Genesis could be true as literally as you could imagine it, with Adam being created by dust and God breathing into his nostrils and Eve being created from his rib. But evolution is happening outside the garden, and there are people out there who God created in a different way and who end up intermingling with Adam and Eve's descendants. It's not actually in conflict with evolutionary science. Here's his contention. Okay. God created Adam and Eve. Yeah, but that was in the garden. But outside the garden, God created other people through evolution. Huh? Say what? Yeah, it's both true. The whole dust to the ground. Yeah, that really happened. But see, God created other beings, other humans, other people outside the garden. And they evolved. And then they intermingled and became one human race. So now we can believe in evolution. We can believe in creation both. Isn't that great? I'm not a scientist. But think of the problems with that. In Genesis, Adam and Eve were created in one day. The whole thing was done in 6 days, 7 day rested. Evolution takes millions and millions of years. So how did the people in the garden who were created from dust by God and the people outside of the garden that evolved, how did that timing all work out? Honestly, after I read the article, I felt sorry for this guy. And I really do. I feel sorry for him. Not in a condescending manner. He is probably 10 times smarter than I am. He's probably got an IQ at least twice what mine is. And he certainly has a whole lot more education and degrees after his name than I do. Okay? So I'm not saying this in a condescending manner. I just feel sorry for him. That he just couldn't take God at his word. And instead of just kind of taking God at his word, he's got, I have never heard of this theory before. Never, ever. I've never heard of this. So in order to get science and the Bible to work together in his own mind, in his own heart, he has to come up with a whole new crazy theory. Trying to bring together creation and evolution. So he can have it both ways. So when he's talking to his secular, unsaved scientific friends, and they're talking about evolution, yeah, man, I believe in evolution. Yeah, sure. And then when he's talking to his Christian evangelical friends, yeah, I believe in creation. I don't know about you, but I find that sad. I really do. Just take God at his word. And of course, Christianity Today, oh, they love this article. Yeah, they love it. Oh, that magazine is not what it used to be. All right, we need to take the final break. The next story I've got is tragic, weird, bizarre, but illustrative of something you and I talk about often. All right. Quick break. We'll be back. Wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it's a tragic story out of Tanzania. Close to Dar es Salaam. Pardon me, Dar es Salaam, which is the capital of Tanzania. The prosperity gospel word faith cult is sweeping all across Africa. And it is a cult. I know that's a strong term, but it is. The prosperity gospel word faith, name it and claim it, is one of the most dangerous heresies ever to invade the church. It has destroyed not thousands, it has destroyed millions of people. And through the years, I've taken a very strong stand against it, and I've taken a lot of heat over it. We have a very prominent, very large word, faith, prosperity, gospel, name it and claim it church right here in Columbus. And I make no apologies for speaking out against this heresy. But I want you to know, heresy has no boundaries. All right, back to the story. This is a Reuters story. At least 20 people were killed and more than a dozen hurt in a stampede as worshipers rushed to be anointed during a church service in northern Tanzania. Thousands of people crammed into a sports stadium for the service on Saturday evening in the town of Moshi near Mount Kilimanjaro, with many getting crushed after the pastor called them to be anointed with blessed oil. And he told them, if I anoint you with this oil, you'll be healed, you know, all of your diseases, you won't be sick. And I don't know how many, there were thousands of people there. And during the service, I don't know whether it was beginning, middle, or whatever, he said, all of you want to be healed and blessed with the oil, you come over here. And there was a stampede. And at least 20 people were killed. Quote, 20 people died and 16 others were injured in the incident. Moshi District Commissioner Kipi Warobi told Reuters by telephone. And get this, 5 of the dead were children. He was arrested yesterday as he was trying to flee the country. The preacher, this prosperity gospel preacher. Yeah, he was arrested at the airport because he was running. Quote, this is from Reuters. Tanzania has seen a rise in the number of prosperity gospel pastors in recent years who promise to lift people out of poverty and perform what they call miracle cures. The people are not lifted out of poverty and they're not healed. Can God heal? Yes. Can God lift people out of poverty? Absolutely. Through these false teachers? Absolutely not. The prosperity gospel has done unspeakable harm to the cause of Christ. All right, folks, Lord willing, I will speak to you a week from this Friday. Fresh back from Indonesia. Enjoy the guest hosts while I'm gone. I think you'll love them. Folks, have a great evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.